It's your girl Astro by Lauren, aka Young Tolgic Cat, aka your non-Taurus Enchantress, Queen of the Sea, Goddess of the River, aka your Planetary Bae, and welcome to my podcast, Galaxy Grills. Hello, darlings. It's me, Astro by Lauren, aka Lauren McBride. Today is Thursday, September 6th, 2018. Welcome to the 56th episode of Galaxy Grills. Yay! I hope you guys are having a wonderful week. Oh my goodness, so much is changing. So much is shifting. Time is speeding up. It's not just you. It truly is. A lot of the struggles that were going on this summer are starting to finally, slowly, but surely unwrap themselves. The situations are becoming untangled and the road is becoming more clear moving forward. So yes, in this episode, I'll probably go through a couple of the planets, Venus, Mars, and Mercury, and Saturn, and talk a little bit about their retrogrades, their shadow periods, their direct periods, all of that. So if you're interested in that and how it may affect you, then keep it locked. This week we had two planets change signs. They're the quicker moving planets. One of them is Mercury, and it's finally out of retrograde. It's finally out of its shadow period. It is now in the sign of Virgo. Virgo is ruled by Mercury. Mercury loves to be in the sign of Virgo. This energy will likely help you in your communications and clear up any kind of misunderstandings that have been going on for the past couple of weeks. Couple of months maybe. The word is clarity. Mercury in Virgo loves clarity, discernment, getting to the point but making an effective yet eloquent point. Next we have Venus. Venus is currently in Libra. Libra is ruled by the planet Venus, so Venus loves to be in Libra. Venus is about our values. It's about what we love. It's about who we love, how we express that love, all of those things. Having it in Libra likely helped kind of patch up or smooth over disagreements you might have had with folks that are close to you, or creative disagreements. Venus will be moving into Scorpio. I think it is tomorrow, September 7th. It's either September 7th or September 8th, but as you know, Venus does not like to be in Scorpio. It's considered in its detriment in Scorpio because Scorpio is ruled by Mars, and we know Mars and Venus are quite different. That being said, Scorpio has a much more secretive, kind of clandestine relationship type, Shakespeare tragedy under the cherry moon type feel to it. Stories in which one of the protagonists dies for love. I'm not saying that you have to put your life on the line for love. I'm just saying that Venus and Scorpio can be quite intense. So be ready for that. And also on Saturday, Venus will be squaring Mars. Venus in Scorpio and Mars in Aquarius. Those are two fixed signs. They're about to have a little tense interaction on Saturday. So if tempers get high, if tempers flare, just be cool, ice cold. Just know that it is a transient energy and things will calm down quicker than you might imagine. As for Saturn, Saturn turns direct today, September 6th. It has been retrograding since last April, since the spring. You have the test, you beat the test comes back again just to make sure that you've mastered that skill. And during the retrograde, the Saturn lessons may be so many, it starts to feel redundant. And now that Saturn is going direct, you'll probably encounter them again. So it's kind of been your theme for the past 6 months. and it will be your theme for the 6 months moving forward, are encountering your most difficult issues over and over again so that you can become an expert at navigating them, and then they are your issues no more. As you know, Venus is in Libra, about to go into Scorpio. Venus entered its pre-retrograde shadow period on September 3rd and preparing for its retrograde, which will go for October 5th through November 16th. Pay close attention to what's going on this week in terms of Venus-themed areas of your life. Venus is about who you love. Venus is about how you love. It's about what you value. Venus rules over your creativity, anything beautiful in general, the beautiful gifts that you have to give the world, the beautiful gifts that you might receive from others. Whatever it is that comes up this week, it's going to be something of a theme for this particular Venus season. It's happening during Libra season. The majority of the retrograde, this retrograde begins in Libra season. In Libra season, Libra is all about partnership. Those alliances that you make, those one-on-one partnerships that you have, will be highlighted and up for review to a certain extent, possibly tested. It affects everyone differently depending on their chart, but just take a moment this week to observe what is happening, and it can give you some clues, some insight as to what the next couple of months are going to look like in terms of Venus issues. All right, y'all. That is our show for today. I want to thank you all for listening. I hope you learned something. Don't forget to like, comment, rate, and subscribe. Tell a friend. If you're interested in a private reading, astrology, tarot, or both, you can contact me at astrobylaurian@gmail.com. Other than that, I hope you guys have a wonderful week, and I will catch you all next time.